Petronas Twin Towers. The floor plate of the tower is designed based on geometric patterns common in architecture of Islamic heritage. It is composed of two rotated and superimposed squares with small circular infills. These geometric figures have been described by architects as symbolizing unity, harmony, stability, and rationality, all important principles of Islam. Like the exterior design, the tower's entrance design was also inspired by the country's cultural heritage, incorporating contemporary Malaysian motifs adapted from traditional handicrafts such as songket and timber carvings. The overall character of the building is high-tech and international, but distinctively Malaysian. At the podium level, the Petronas Twin Towers feature the following. The 864-seat Dewan Philharmonic Petronas, a venue of architectural and acoustic distinction. It is also home to the Malaysian Philharmonic Orchestra. A reference library on energy, petroleum, petrochemical, and related industries. The towers were topped out in March 1996, and occupation began in early 1997. Tower 1 is currently being occupied by Petronas, the state-owned petroleum corporation. Tower 2 is being occupied by Petronas associate companies while the remaining space is being leased out to multinationals. The Petronas Twin Towers are located on the northern boundary of the Multimedia Super Corridor, MSC, and has state-of-the-art communication facilities. MSC is the launching pad to propel Malaysia into the front line of the information age. Sky Bridge. The Sky Bridge is an essential functional component linking the Twin Towers to facilitate movement between the two towers. The 58.4 meters double-decked Sky Bridge is located at levels 41 and 42 joining the sky lobbies situated in both towers. Engineering design: the structural system selected utilizes a two-hinge arch springing from supports at level 29 and rising at 63 degrees to support a pair of parallel two-span continuous bridge girders at level 41. The structure of the two-level bridge is conventional framing constructed of structural steel with beams moment connected to columns, which bear on the level 41 continuous girders. The bridge is 58.4 meters long and weighs about 750 tons. The two-hinge arch supporting the bridge has rotational pins, spherical bearings at the end of each leg or spring point and at the top or crown of the arch, bearings. The main bridge girders have a rotational, centering, fin directly over the arch crown to permit the crown to rise and fall as the towers move closer or further apart. The arch is a centering device, equalizing joint movement at both towers. As the towers move together or apart, the legs change slope, the spherical bearings rotate at spring points and the legs flex at their top end. The bridge midpoint sinks or rises, flexing the two main girders. The girders are pinned on the arch crown, which stays centered between the towers, while both girder and block slide on pads. The mid-span centering pin and two girder slip pads accommodate this movement. Continuous expansion joints provided to the level 42 and 43 structure, facade and roof to each side of the bridge midpoint. Providing expansion joints at midpoint reduces the effect of girder flexure on bridge glazing, as window panel movement is then limited to each half span, rather than accumulating over the whole girder length. When the towers move side to side in opposite directions, or when they twist, the arch spring points twist on the spherical bearings and bridge end bearings slide in opposing directions guided by sliding keeper blocks on bridge centerline. In the event that it loses its arch support, the bridge structure would not collapse but deflect and stay in position. Assembly of Sky Bridge. Fabrication. The Sky Bridge was fabricated and shop-assembled by Samsung Heavy Industries of South Korea. The fabrication works complied with some of the most stringent industry standards and codes, such as those maintained by the American Society for Testing and Materials, ASTM, British Standard, BS, and American Institute of Steel Construction, AISC. The fully assembled bridge was then dismantled and shipped to Kuala Lumpur in 493 pieces, 452.64 tons. To facilitate putting it into place, the Sky Bridge was pre-assembled into five main components comprising the two legs, two end blocks, and the center section. Center section. The 307 parts of the frame for the center section of the Sky Bridge were fully assembled and bolted. The center section of the Sky Bridge frame, measuring 41 meters in length, over 5 meters in width and 9 meters in height, was assembled at the concourse level. The center section's internal floors and roof at level 41, 42 and 43 were constructed in metal decking. After the roof level concrete slab was placed, The whole assembly was painted and the external building maintenance equipment for the legs installed. Skybridge legs. The two inclined legs are approximately 42.6 meters long and weigh about 60 tons each. The five sections of each set of legs were completely assembled and checks on the hole dimension, camber and alignment were made before bolting. Tuned mass dampers have been engineered for the legs. These dampers have been designed after a complete wind tunnel test to accommodate the comfort level by dampening any effects of unusual wind conditions and possible long-term fatigue due to resonance of the legs. These pendulum-operated dampers were field-tested and inserted to the center section of the legs just prior to final assembly. End blocks. Both end blocks of the skybridge were assembled at concourse level with main girders, cross beams, and horizontal bracing. The two end blocks are approximately 8.3 meters long and weigh about 30 tons each. After the hole dimension and alignment of the end blocks were checked, they were ready to be lifted. Lifting of skybridge. VSL Heavy Lifting, a specialist in this field, was appointed for the lifting of the skybridge studies, and preparation for the lifting was carried out for more than a year in several countries, including the United States and South Korea, simulating various wind and weather conditions, including those based on actual load data over the past 50 years. There are 9 main steps in the lifting of the skybridge. Step 1. The skybridge's legs are lifted up one at a time by tower cranes. Once they are in position, control cables are used to lower them over their permanent bearings at level 29. Step 2. The two end block girder frames of the skybridge are lifted individually. The blocks are installed about 100 millimeters above their final position at level 41. They are also retracted about 100 millimeters into the tower to provide sufficient clearance for the skybridge center section during lifting. Step 3. The 4 lifting jacks located at level 50 of both towers are connected on the bridge center. The other 4 lifting jacks located on level 48 of both towers are connected to the bridge ends. Step 4. The center section, which weighs 325 tons, is lifted about 11 meters and restrained. This is to allow the upper 10 meters of the legs to be connected to the girder on the bridge. Step 5. After a final check, lifting of the center section commences. Step 6. At a minimum lifting speed of 12 meters per hour, the center section is gradually lifted to its final level. Step 7. Steps 7 to 9 took about 2 weeks. A temporary connection secures together the center section and the end block girder frame to ensure there is no stress. Step 8. The legs are moved into place. When the legs are in their final position, the skybridge end blocks are lowered on their permanent bearings at level 41. The center section is then lowered to meet the legs. Step 9. After the lifting system has been removed, the floors were concreted, the skybridge roofed. The maintenance equipment is set up on stainless steel rails on top of the bridge. At about 7:40 p.m., on August 9, 1995, after 32 hours of lifting operation, the skybridge was lifted to its final position at the 41st and 42nd levels of the Petronas Twin Towers. Images of the Petronas in the lifting of skybridge phase. Petronas Twin Towers at a glance. Number of stories. 88. Height. 452 meters above street level. Total built-up area. 341,760 square dot meters, 3.7 million square feet. Design/architecture Caesar Pelli Associates, U.S., in association with KLCC Architects. Location of skybridge levels 41 and 42. Length of skybridge 58.4 meters. Height of skybridge 170 meters above street level. Vertical transportation 29 double-deck high-speed passenger lifts in each tower. Number of escalators 10 in each tower. Stainless steel cladding 65,000 square meters. Vision glass 77,000 square meters. Concrete, various strengths up to grade 80, 160,000 cubic meters in the superstructures, see also foundation description below. Steel 36,910 tons of beams, trusses and reinforcement. Foundation. 4.5 meter, 15 feet, thick raft containing 13,200 cubic meters of grade 60 reinforced concrete, weighing approximately 32,550 tons, under each tower, supported by 104 barrette piles varying from 60 to 115 meters in length.